Keeper Martin's tale, Ruin Mist Chronicles. After the Great War that divided the peoples, the kingdoms of men plunged into a dark age that lasted 500 years. To heal the lands and restore the light, the great kings decreed that magic and all that is magical, be it creature, man, or device, shall be cleansed to dust. Creatures born of magic were hunted to extinction. The cleansing raged for so long that no human could recall a time without it, and it is in this time that the Dark Lord Satha returns from the dark beyond. The one hope of the peoples of Ruin Mist was Queen Mother, the Elf Queen of old. She saw a way out of everlasting darkness, a path that required the union of the divided peoples. Yet the elves of the West did not share her vision. They thought her mad and answered her call for help with a call to arms. Now, for the first time in recorded history, the armies of the West are marching toward the sacred city of the East, and an unholy war where elf must fight elf is inevitable. To turn back the tides of one war and prepare for another, Queen Mother must send her most trusted warriors on a perilous journey across the great sea. But what the elves will find if they can reach the far shores cannot be known for certain. For you see, the story of Ruin Mist is a story of a struggle for power. In the kingdoms, King Jerome of Vostok and King Andrew of Great Kingdom fight for control, and there is intrigue, plotting, and scheming. King Jerome is the patriarch of House Tiranth. He and those of his house hunger for power. King Andrew is the patriarch of House Aldair. King Andrew's children, Adrina, Midori, Valam, and Kal Yin, must work together to maintain control of the kingdom. Other characters in the book hail from places within the Beyond Kingdoms. These characters include the Kingdomers, Emil Brotst, Jacob Frundegar, Martin Bradabagan, and Vilmos Tabarath. The elves of the region...